Previously on Left Behind.
For some reason, they can't find the mole. He's extremely intelligent.
And he'd better stay humble or he's going to get himself caught.
Chang!
No, Mother. It's Ming.
The false prophet plans to challenge Dr. Bin Judah to a televised debate.
Fortunato?
You know how water has become as valuable as wheat?
Sure.
Well, our Argentine friends are willing to prove it.
So they've got wheat. Who's got water?
Bahari's group at the Rehan Dam.
India?
Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come.
Based on The Remnant, the 10th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 118 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Chloe's told me a lot about you, Lionel.
They're right.
Sure is.
Any of it good?
Not much of it.
Then I guess she's telling the truth, huh?
Actually, it was mostly about the business. Sounds like you're doing okay.
God's been good.
I can say the same. So how did you become a believer?
Yes, the old why are you still here story. I'm here because I was successful. Know what I mean?
I think so.
I know there's nothing wrong with being successful and making money, but in my case, it made me deaf and blind.
Didn't feel any need?
That's it.
Any church involvement?
I'd grown up going to church, but I was a little embarrassed about it. I thought my mama and my aunts were a little too emotional and showy, so I didn't take it seriously. When Felicia and I got married, we didn't attend regularly. Now, our kids, on the other hand, two girls with a boy in between, they went the other direction. They got off to college and wound up, every one of them, in the kind of church I grew up in. Rhodus pleaded with us to get saved. I couldn't believe it.
Preached at by the generation on either side of you, huh?
That's one way to put it.
Come on, you're kids. Didn't that make you think?
Oh, I thought about it. But it didn't change my mind. Then somebody in our neighborhood invited us to a Bible study. This guy was big in real estate, successful.
Which is why you went.
Absolutely. He made this spiritual deal sound as casual as a golf game. They just read the Bible and talked about it. Sounded okay, so we went.
Not a high-pressure deal.
Not a bit. Then one night, the guy who invited us kind of put it to us. Wanted to know where we were spiritually. He laid out how to become a born-again Christian. I told him I appreciated his concern and asked if he would pray for us. I meant later that week. He took it to mean right then, and that's just what he did.
Caught you off guard, did he?
About fell off my chair. He wasn't pushy, just a little intrusive. I actually thought that it was nice that he felt concerned for us. 2 days later, millions of people all over the world disappeared, including every last person in that Bible study except us. And all three of our kids were gone. After confirming that, it was a matter of minutes before we both got things straightened out with God.
So, young fella, you ready to go flying with us again?
Yeah, I've been packed for 3 days. I can't wait to get back in the air.
Well, this little trait Chloe put together is going to be something if we can pull it off.
I talked with Rayford a little while ago. He and the others are in the air now, heading to Argentina.
Well, we should be where you are in a couple hours. I figure we'll spend the night there and leave for India in the morning.
Well, sounds good.
So is Dr. Ben Judah ready for his big debate?
There is quite a bit of excitement. And the crowd is starting to grow in front of his platform.
Listen, Smitty, we're going to count on you for the straight skinny here. We won't be able to watch the big show, and if things go the way I think they will, I'm doubting the GC will air it twice.
I'll give you a full report when you get here.
We'll be leaving Petra after the debate to hear another speaker.
Please, please, you must not do this.
Who are you but the second in command? If the leader will not beseech us to stay, Why should we stay?
I do beseech you.
Why would you trouble the mind of this man of God on the very day he has been called to counter the false prophets?
For what cause do you speak against the Lord? Please come to your senses and stand with me against this short-sightedness.
We will not stand with you. Is it a small thing that you have brought us from our motherland? Our homes where we had plenty, and brought us to this rocky place where all we have to eat is bread and water, and you set yourself up as a prince over us?
Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I have neither set myself over them nor demanded anything from them except respect for you. God is telling us to separate ourselves from those who stand against him.
God have mercy on them.
Unless this one speaks for you, it would do well for you to depart from the presence of this wickedness, lest you be consumed.
And now you would threaten us? We stand against you, Sion Ben-Judah. We will depart from your presence. Do you hear?
From this point on, let it be known that the Lord God has sent me. If God visits these men with a plague of death, then all shall understand they have provoked the Lord.
Broadcast is set to begin momentarily, Your Excellency.
Ah, I am anxious to see the Most High Reverend in action.
I have switched on the GCCNN feed.
About fake miracle workers, but do
what is this? What are we doing? We want those people to come and to hear and to be persuaded. Get him off the air!
As I understand it, they're trying right now, sir.
We have yet to locate the mole inside the palace, and this is what we have to show for it!
He shall be saved.
If any man says to you, lo, here is Christ, do not believe it. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and they shall show great signs and wonders.
Dr. Ben-Judah, please stand by as we switch to our studios, where the Most High Reverend Father Fortunato waits to engage you in respectful debate.
Thank you, ma'am. But rather than stand by as you do whatever it is you have to do, let me begin by saying that I do not recognize Mr. Fortunato as Most High anything, let alone Reverend or Father.
Greetings, Dr. Ben-Judah, my esteemed opponent. I heard some of that, and may I say I regret that you have chosen to begin what has been intended as a cordial debate with a vicious character attack. I shall not lower myself to this, and wish only to pass along my welcome and best wishes.
Is it my turn, then? Well, I shall open by stating the case for Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the Living...
Dr. Ben-Judah, that was merely a welcome. And if you choose to ignore it, we shall begin.
May I ask, is one of the ground rules that the moderator is permitted to editorialize, such as concluding that my ignoring a greeting from an enemy was rude?
May we begin, sir. The Reverend Fortunato has the floor.
My premise is simple. I proclaim Nikolai Carpathia, risen from the dead as the one true God, worthy of worship and the savior of mankind. You claim Jesus of Nazareth as both the Son of God and one with God, which makes no sense and cannot be proven. This leaves you and your followers worshiping a man who was no doubt, very spiritual, very bright, perhaps enlightened, but who is now dead. If he were alive and as all-powerful as you say, I challenge him to strike me dead where I sit. Hail, Carpathia, our Lord and risen King.
Dr. Ben-Judah, please.
I trust you will spare us the rest of the hymn written by and about the egomaniac who murders those who disagree with him. I raise up Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, fully God and fully man. His birth was foretold hundreds, even thousands of years before it was fulfilled in every minute detail. He himself fulfills at least 109 separate and distinct prophecies that prove he is the Messiah. Only God himself could write history in advance. incredible evidence of the deity of Jesus Christ and the supernatural nature of God.
If I may interrupt this sermon, we know our king and potentate arose from the dead because we saw it with our own eyes. If there is one anywhere on this earth who saw Jesus resurrected, let him speak now or forever hold his peace. Where is he? Where is this Son of God, this man of miracles, this king, the savior of mankind? If your Jesus is who you say he is, why are you hiding in the desert and living on bread and water? The God of this world lives in a palace and provides good gifts to all those who worship him.
The God of this world kills innocent people. Tell our viewers how many people have died by the guillotine. The ground troops that were sent to destroy more innocents. They and their weapons of war were swallowed up by the earth outside Petra.
That is absurd.
Tell our viewers how two incendiary bombs and a deadly missile struck Petra with full force. And yet no one here was injured and no structure jeopardized.
The pilots missed their target.
Will you not also admit that global community security and intelligence peacekeeping forces has spent millions of nicks on attacking all traffic in and out of this place? And not one plane, flyer, or volunteer has been scratched.
My friend, our Lord and risen King has accomplished so much. The rebuilding around the world, for example, is unparalleled in history.
The population has been cut to half what it once was. The seas are dead from the curse of blood. Yet the believers, the ones who have survived the murderous persecution, are provided water and food from heaven, and not just here, but in many areas around the world.
You seem to want to blame His Excellency for everything negative that has happened. I suggest that much of the pain and death has been caused by the disloyal Jews, of whom you are one, Dr. Ben-Judah.
You say it pejoratively, Mr. Fortunato, and yet I wear the title as a badge of honor.
But are you not the ones who killed Jesus?
On the contrary. The fact is, the actual killing of Christ was at the hands of Gentiles. He stood before a Gentile judge, and Gentile soldiers put him on the cross.
Yes, well, I rejoice that my Lord and King is alive and well, and I see him and speak with him every day. Thank you for being a quick and worthy opponent.
You may call me that and yet never have answered charges I have made.
And I would like to greet the many citizens of the global community who reside with you temporarily and invite them to enjoy the benefits and privileges of the outside world. I trust many will join one of our prophets and teachers and workers of miracles when he ministers in your area less than an hour from now.
The scriptures tell us that many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that
if
Jesus Christ is coming in flesh.
Finish,
whoever abides
sir,
not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour.
Albie, take a look at the end of the runway there.
Starletter. I guess it's not hidden, is it?
As big a plane as Chang was able to find us, and it's just sitting there.
You wonder why the GC doesn't attack it.
It's huge. You can see it from a mile away.
The cliché comes true. The DME shows us just over a mile away.
That's got to be another example of divine protection.
Well, we're showing incoming.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see it. Missile at 2 o'clock. Here it comes. And there it goes.
Another day, another deliverance.
Boy, I sure hope we never take that for granted.
It has become rather routine.
Yeah, but think about what just happened. It contradicts a dozen laws of physics.
Well, good thing God wrote those laws, huh?
All I'm saying is I don't want to get to where we think we deserve that. This is all His deal.
Hey, look below.
Huh. Several hundred coming out of the Seek. I wonder where they're headed.
There's some kind of concert stage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and there's Smitty's chopper.
You think he would want to get a closer look at this?
Oh, that's a possibility. You game?
Sure.
All right, let's try something. Hey, Smitty, this is Mac. got a proposition for you.
Glad somebody else wants to see what's going on out there.
It's a risk, though. I mean, you look like you belong out there. Albie and I have no disguises or aliases or fake marks or anything.
We should stick together, look official, and hide the fact that we do not have marks.
Well, your turban covers you and we've got caps. You think that's enough?
No way to tell how many GC are there, but I'm guessing we'll be vulnerable.
Should we take weapons?
I see no way guns will help us.
We should stay in the chopper as long as we can see and hear from there.
All right. I'm in.
Me too.
All right, let's go see the show.
How many do you count, Mac?
More than I'd want to tangle with.
Heads up, gentlemen. Peacekeeper approaching on the right.
Just sit here and look at him. Make him make the first move.
You going to open up?
Not if we don't have to.
What?
The AC still has this thing cooled. We'd like to keep it that way.
Open the door, sir.
All right, listen, son. You don't want to be too close to the machine. The engine's still hot, and she's been known to spit oil. Besides, we might need to fire her up again just for a little air.
What's your business here?
Same as yours, security. Monitoring. Now, please, I'm going to have to ask you to back away from the craft.
Yeah.
When does this engine spit oil? I didn't know it could do that.
Hey, he's heading back to the others, and we better pray they don't open up on us while we're on the ground.
Looks like he's talking on his radio. You want to stay or go?
Look.
Oh, yeah, okay. Show's starting. I think we're going to be all right. Let's open the door back up so we can hear.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for making the long trip here. I assure you, you won't be disappointed. I am your whole show. Announcer, performer, everything. But I am not typical. All I can tell you is that I'm not from around here. And that was not a joke. I'm not even from this world. There's no music today, no dancing girls, just me, a wonder worker. I come under the authority of the risen Lord, Nikolai Carpathia, and I have been imbued with power from him. If you're skeptical, let me ask you to look at the sky. I know the sun is still high and hot and bright. Would you agree with me that there are no clouds? None? Not one? Anyone see one anywhere? Some of you are squinting, some are frowning, but you won't be in a moment. Would you like a nice cloud? Something to block the sun for just an instant? I can provide one. You're skeptical, I can tell. But don't look at me. You'll miss it. You'll think it was a trick. But what do you call that?
You are from God.
Oh, ma'am. Thank you ever so kindly. But what is the cliche? You ain't seen nothing yet. How about this microphone stand?
Hello. Is this thing on?
A solid steel base, long two-piece shaft, separate microphone and cord attached at the top. Let me hold it up high so you can see. Oops! Look at that. Now don't get bit. Downward. No. No need to be afraid. And back to normal. How about water? Had trouble finding the stuff? Or shall we believe the stories coming from inside Petra? Think a spring in there was an act of God? Then what does that make me? Cool, crisp, and refreshing, no? Enjoy! Go ahead! Hungry? Tired of the same old cuisine day after day? How about a basket of real bread, warm and chewy? Here, start that around. Sure, take one. No, a whole one. Take two if you like. As you'll see, the basket never empties.
Who are you?
Who do you say that I am? I am a disciple of the living Lord, Potentate Carpathia, whose patience has run out. He would like me to administer the mark of loyalty to you, which I can do without technology. Let's see. I'll do four simultaneously. You, 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 and you. Now look at your friends. Ask them what they see. Would you like me to do more? Yes, raise your hands. Now those of you who have your hands raised right now, hear me. Why have you waited so long? What was the holdup? The one I serve wants me to slay you. And so, you're dead. Silence! You do not think I could slay the lot of you? If I can slay them, can I not also raise them? B6, right up here. Arise! Think they were merely sleeping? In a trance? All right. They're dead again! Now, if you know them, check their vital signs. No breath, no pulse, correct? Let that be a lesson to those who remain. You see that? In the distance? The little cloud of dust? What appears to be tumbleweed rolling this way? Those are vipers of the deadliest sort. Guess what? They are coming for you!
What are those things?
It looks like snakes of some kind.
There are so many.
If you want the mark of loyalty, raise your hand now and receive it. Unfortunately, more of you should probably die before the vipers get here.
Why do they keep coming? We have all obeyed. We have all taken the mark.
The vipers are wise. They know who is serious and loyal, and who has acted only out of fear for their lives.
Blood! The water has turned to blood!
Fools! You're all fools! Do you think a god like Nikolai Carpathia wants you as his subjects? No! He wants you dead! And away from the clutches of his enemies. You will not outrun the vipers. You will not reach Petra in time to save yourselves. Your bodies will lie bloated and baking in the sun until the birds have had their way with your flesh.
Albie, shut the door. Smitty, let's...
I know who you are. I know you by your name. Your god is weak, and your faith a sham, and your time is limited. You shall surely die.
Albie, shut the door and let's go.
So there were some who were alive at that point?
Yeah, but then the guy was right next to us, like he materialized right at the chopper.
It was a very bad feeling. Oh. My skin crawled.
Unfortunately, flying over the valley, we were able to confirm that the vipers wiped out the rest of them.
Oh, if they had only listened, you should not have been there.
Crystal clear in hindsight, sir.
That man was not human. Surely he was a demonic apparition. Revelation 12 says that when Satan, who will deceive the whole world, was cast down from heaven to earth, his angels were cast out with him. John 10:10 says Satan wants only to steal and to kill and to destroy. Let us pray there will be no more foolish followers of false prophets. And now, if you'll excuse me, I must prepare for tomorrow morning's address.
Isaiah predicted that it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel will never again depend on him who defeated them, but will depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob to the mighty God. For though your people, O Israel, be as the sand of the sea, a remnant of them will return. And of the evil ruler of this world who has tormented you, Isaiah says further, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed. Oh, dear ones, I say this with the authority of the very word of God. You are the remnant!
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Remnant by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.